the Lord's Saints. I wanted to start. Actually, I was so encouraged by the table meeting today. There's a portion here in Romans 9:21, because there does not the potter have authority over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another to dishonor. And then in 23, right, it says, in order that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he had before prepared unto glory. This footnote really touched me. It says, this indicates that God chose us, we might be vessels of honor to contain him. God created man as a vessel to contain him, and out of the many vessels, he chose us to contain him, the God of honor, that we might be vessels of honor.
Amen.
Finally, he makes known his glory upon us, the vessels that he might become vessels of his glory. All of this is out of his mercy, and according to his mercy, cannot be attained by our efforts. For this reason, we must worship him, and we must worship him for his mercy. I think this portion is actually quoted in the morning revival. But I was just appreciating, I think these verses, normally I read it according, right, we're vessels of mercy. But actually, we were prepared beforehand unto glory. Right?
Amen.
Actually, it even says, he made known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy. Actually, this is the gospel. This is actually God's economy. So this is what we're speaking about this morning. So maybe we could read the title of the book, the ITERO conference from this last fall. Living and serving according to God's economy concerning the church. Okay, and then this week we're on week two. So, the gospel of the glory of the blessing God.
Amen.
Amen. The gospel of the glory of the blessed God.
Amen.
Amen. So, Saints, I have to confess, I don't really have an utterance for how to get into this word. I think when the brother was speaking, he spent over half the message, not at all at the outline. So it's, but I was just so appreciated. You know, even the young people, right? Actually, when we first received the Lord, actually, this is, I think we're all familiar with the gospel of grace, right? We were sinners. We needed the Lord's forgiveness, right? We have the gospel of righteousness, right? But actually, this is the gospel of glory. Actually, we were imprinted with God's very substance, right? His glory shined on us. Actually, the God of glory appeared to us.
Amen.
And we as vessels, we actually were transfused with his very self, right?
Amen.
This is the God of glory shining upon vessels, actually to transmit his very, to shine his glory into us. So this is a really great matter. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe we can read Roman numeral 1 all together.
Amen.
Glory is an attribute of God. Glory is the expression of God. God expressed in splendor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is very, I think, sort of fundamental, right? Actually, God is glory is an attribute of God, right? Glory is God expressed. When they built the tabernacle in Exodus, right? And there was actually a place for God to be. Actually, it said the glory of God filled the tabernacle, right? And we know, so this is just an attribute of God. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 2.
The glory of God is intrinsically related to the economy of God.
So I think this is very, very wonderful. Actually, I didn't realize, but in the verses in Ephesians, all of them speak of to the praise of his glory. Right, to his glory. Right, actually, in this matter of so we know God is a God of glory. Actually, we were created that we would express him in glory.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, and there's this portion referencing Romans 9. Right, but actually, we were vessels. We were made to contain God as glory, and actually to express him. Right. So this is very high, but it's completely a matter of God's economy.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, there's so many riches here. Actually, I think all these verses, actually even in D, right, it says, through the gospel of the glory of Christ, God has called us by and into his eternal glory.
Amen.
Right? So I think first they're speaking about who's called us into his own kingdom and glory. Actually, we were called by his own glory and virtue, right? Our calling actually, God reaching us is actually completely a matter of his glory. And we're actually being called into glory.
Amen.
So maybe we can read Roman numeral 3 here.
God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them.
Lord Jesus. So actually we see there's a, you know, God wants to shine. Actually he wants to shine in, actually God is shining, right? Because he is just being expressed, right? But actually, what is hindering us from receiving this, right? So actually, we know there's a poser, right? But even in the Bible, he's called the God of this age, right? Mm. Actually, even he's seeking people who worship him and who serve him, right? Who don't serve the true God, but they serve a false God, right? Mm. But actually, what is he doing? He's blinding people. Actually, he keeps people veiled, right, so that this glory would not shine on them. And actually, I think this is something, and I think there's a really great point in the outline, actually, of our need to have all our veils removed, right? Actually, right. We have so many concepts, so many frustrations, so we need to pray that the Lord would remove any veils, right, mm-hmm. so that we could receive the shining of the Lord. Lord Jesus. And so maybe we can read Roman numeral 4 as well. The glory of God is involved with Christ's incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and coming again. So I think there's many great points we see here. Principally, actually, so when the Lord was incarnated, right, said actually the glory was since hidden or is veiled in his flesh. It's actually in John 1:14, it says, we beheld his glory, right? Because actually the disciples, they had like a preview. On the mountain, when the Lord was transfigured, right? They actually beheld his glory. Right. But actually the Lord had to go through a process. And actually he had a life and a living of one who did not seek his own glory. And so through all the process he went, actually the glory was released in his death. And then through resurrection and ascension, actually, he was glorified. And actually, even there speaks to the New Jerusalem, right, where there will be a city with it has the image of God, right? It has the glory of God. And actually, it will be the full expression of God in his glory. So maybe we can read Roman numeral 5. This is, Lord Jesus. Christ is the image of God and the effulgence of his glory.
Hence the gospel of Christ is the gospel of his glory, that the
illumination shines forth. Hallelujah. So I think, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
I'm just so touched. I don't really know what to speak, but I just, you know, there's this, the gospel of the glory of the blessed God,
Amen.
You know? Christ has shined in our hearts, right?
Amen.
He is the image of God. Actually, God is in Christ, right? And it says he's the effulgence of his glory. He's the impress of his substance, right? So Christ, who is glory, right? He's the very image of God. This very one shined into us.
Amen.
That's just so wonderful. I really like, in the brother gave the analogy, which is in these messages, right? But actually, we as, you know, I think when I think of us as vessels, it's mostly maybe like a container. It says that is true, right? But there's also, I really like this image of the camera. So the camera has the lens, and so you have to, or the shutter has to be opened, right? And then something, actually, but you can't just have that. You have to have a light, right? You have to have something that can, Lord Jesus, that can be transmitted to the camera. But then what happens? Well, so there's a bunch of signals in the camera. But actually something is being imprinted onto the very structure of the camera, right? It used to be chemicals, now it's maybe, you know, LEDs or it's mostly electrical responses. But actually that is just transmitted into this vessel, right? And so, Christ, who is the image of God, right? He's the effulgence of his glory. Actually, he shined in our hearts. Amen. Right? This is the one who has shined in us. And this is actually the gospel, right? Not just that we were sinners who needed to be saved. Actually, Christ shined in us.
Amen.
Christ shined in our hearts. Actually,
Amen.
He imprinted himself in our spirit. And actually, he wants to keep doing this, right? He wants to keep shining in us day by day.
Amen.
And so I think there's a lot of great points in day six. Actually, you know, this really should be our living, right? Because we were put here to be luminaries, right? Not to have our bushel hidden, but to have it forth so that we could be shining to those around us. And so in order to be shining, we need to be those who are shined upon. Who are receivers and who can transmit this glory. So praise the Lord. I don't know, I'm just so impressed. This is, praise the Lord for his shining. Right? The God of glory appeared to us.
Amen.
He shined in us.
Amen.
He transmitted his very self into us. And this is something that we can enjoy, experience, and partake in day by day. And he's still shining.
Amen.
He's even shining out from us. So I hope, praise the Lord. I hope many can speak about how the Lord has shined on them this week. And also, I know there was a college conference, so we're encouraged. We'd like to hear also many's portion and what you've enjoyed,
Amen.
How the
Amen.
Lord has even shined a little bit more in you. And so if we can all share a little something.
Amen.
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 This week, I guess I was kind of not so happy with the Lord, so I had a lot of conversations with him. And the Lord reminded me, you know, when I was younger and I had my children, I would take them to the pool at the YMCA, and I would take my reading so they could go in the pool. And so one afternoon, I was reading, and the sun was shining really, really strong on my page. And so I had to take off my glasses because I could read. I discovered that I didn't need glasses to read when the sun was shining on my page. And this was a big discovery to me. And I said, how is it that I could read everything clearly. The sun was shining. And then I just considered, you know, that even today, when there are certain kind of lights that I shine them on the page, I don't need glasses. And I was considering this thought, you know, this week about the shining of God. You know, when the Lord, the gospel, it's not the things we say or the things we do. It's actually the shining of the Lord on the people that we speak to, first on us, right? That we have so many veils, and our veils are our concepts, are the things that are in the way, you know, that we think, you know, things of the earth that we are stuck to, and it's really the Lord has to shine that at the end of the day, all that really matters is the growth of Christ in us. It's really how much Christ is shining into our being. And so I was just considering that, you know, just praying, you know, the God of glory appeared to Abraham, and he was able to leave, you know, Chaldea, you know, and it was always the shining, that it always comes down to the shining of the Lord. And so even our prayer should be, Lord, shine into my being. Shine into me that I can see, that I can just see you. Because seeing the Lord, you know, like our, that little hymn that says, you know, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
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 little bit from the college retreat last weekend. And then our past weekend, or past campus time also was on shining as luminaries. I think all of this is quite connected. The topic of the retreat last week was filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. I think it was just such a sweet time to be recalibrated, that we have this one as joy to us and as the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And on one of the sessions, the brothers were speaking about the case of the Samaritan woman. And although I've heard this story so many times, I think it was really good to be refreshed by the story of this one. I think two factors that I had shared with some other sisters that were just new to me. The first one being for the Samaritan woman, as Jesus was speaking to her, and the goal was that this one would touch living water. But before the Samaritan woman could touch living water, there were kind of two things that were hindering her. One, on the side of having to confess maybe sins before the Lord, so the Lord had touched kind of the matter of her history with her husband. And then once that was cleared, however, she still came to the Lord with the question of what mountain to worship on. And so then her religious concept was also blocking her from receiving living and fresh water. So I think even in our experience as well, sometimes in my mind, it's like, oh, maybe if I'm just clear before the Lord in terms of confessing my sins, then I'm all set. But maybe it's actually these religious concepts or considerations of, I've already heard this, I already know this, that are stopping me from gaining something fresh and real. So that was something that was so sweet. And then once this way was cleared before the Samaritan woman and the Lord, then she was able to have this living water, even to leave her water pot and then go to people and say, come see a man. Is this not one who is just shining forth the Christ that was shined on her? But this is not anything of herself, but she's just speaking forth what she had received from the Lord. I think in the campus meeting this week, we also were considering luminaries and just the kind of bringing forth with the students that it's not a light on our own, so we're not making our own light. But as luminaries, we're like the moon to the sun. So we're just shining forth just reflecting what we see from the Lord. I think this has just been very sweet as we are learning to touch this living water, as we're learning to be filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit, that we are able to shine as luminaries to those around us.
I guess I'll share from what I enjoy from the college retreat, and a bit in relation to today's portion. But I think the highlight for me was Galatians chapter 6, where it was talking about how whatever man sows, this he will also reap. For he who sows unto the Spirit will reap of the Spirit, will of the Spirit reap eternal life. So, you know, I think this verse brings to realization that whatever we reap, whatever we sow, we reap, right? And if we are not reaping of, if we are not sowing of the Spirit, then we are sowing of what is of the god of this age, which is of Satan, and that therefore we will also reap that. But that reveals how in Galatians it says that we need to walk by the Spirit. So if we walk by the Spirit, we will sow by the Spirit and reap of the Spirit. And then in the college retreat, it was talking about also how we don't need to, in our ordinary living, right, we don't need to focus too much on deliberately, making ourselves express ourselves in a certain way that is according to the Spirit, but rather we just need to walk by the Spirit. And spontaneously, you know, the issue of that will be of all these things mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, which is of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. And when we walk by the Spirit, you know, spontaneously, we will be right with God, people, and even things. And one of the shared people who was giving a message, he was saying how, you know, in the way he threw something into a trash can, right? The way he threw it, you know, he felt like he was touched by the Spirit in the way he threw it, like into the trash can. You know, it was not right with that thing. So even in the way we treat things, right, you know, we will be touched by the Spirit when we walk by the Spirit. And yeah, that was the highlight for me for this college retreat.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I also want to share my takeaway from the last spring retreat. So as Sister Minnie, I was also touched by the story of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Yeah, so in John chapter 4, so the law, he asked the Samaritan woman to go and call your husband, and then the Samaritan woman, she replied that I don't have a husband, right? So we see that in this story, the law is the one who speak first, and then the Samaritan woman, she just followed the conversation. In this case, the law is the one who initiated the confession, and the Samaritan woman, she just need to agree with him, and that's the case when she opened up. That's how she opened up, and she received the drink from the Lord. And in this chapter, the Lord said that whoever drinks the water that I give, give him, shall by no means thirst forever. And but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, swinging up into eternal life.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that's the session about confession. And I'm very touched by the brother sharing after this session. One brother he shared that like he's not enjoying the law as much as he should, and then after a while he realized that the reason is that he didn't confess much. And then another brother, he said that like he enjoyed the confession so much that he can confess all day. And then he said that like he kind of missed the point, because confession is not the goal of the con, right? Confession is just like the way for us to open up ourselves and to so that we can receive the Lord more, to receive the new wine.
Amen.
And yeah, and that's really touched me about the confession. The second thing that I like is another session by one brother who is working as a nurse or as a healthcare professional, I think. And then he said that like he's doing some research and he knows that like difficult, like different level of relationships require different level of commitments. For example, an acquaintance also only require a few hours, but for a friend or for a close friend, you need to commit more hours to build a relationship. And the same thing happened with our relationship with the Lord. When we want to build a relationship with Him, we need to invest the time to enjoy the Word and to enjoy to fellowship with Him. Amen. And we not only need to fellowship with Him, which is called a vertical fellowship, but we also need to fellowship with one another, which is called a horizontal fellowship. And this is not like his own his personal experience, but it is written explicitly in the Bible, right? Because in the book of 1 John chapter 1, Paul said, "Our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ."
Amen.
And then in verse 6 and 7 of the same chapter of the same book, he said that we have fellowship with one another. And yeah, these two kind of fellowship is equally important, and that will help us to kind of like build our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And then the first thing I like is the title of this spring retreat, which is like filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that title kind of like sticking in my mind because I like in my experience, like the Lord, he could be anything, right? He could be like salvation, redemption, life giving spirit, or whatever I want him to be. But first, he is as simple as joy. And I mean, like whoever who doesn't want joy, right? We all of us want joy and want to rejoice with him. So
Amen.
It could be anything, but first it could be as simple as joy, and
Amen.
That is how edible he is for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today, like brother said, has a lot here. And he says, and Matthew says, we are blessed. He says, blessed are your eyes because we can see. Blessed are we ears because we can hear. Right? And when I was reading in day two, you know, 2 Corinthians 4:4, whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, may not shine. Now, talking about our mind, right? So now, we have family, and I have some brothers I share, and I have. We have families that still are not believers, right? And probably you have some families too. Either in South America, other places. So, they're unbelievers. But we cannot tell them, you know, you worship Satan and you don't even know it. You know, if somebody comes, a guest that is, let's say, unbeliever, and we invite him, he might probably run away here when he reads this, right? So we need to be very careful, you know. Now, this is talking about our mind, not about our heart. Remember, our heart has part of our spirit, which is conscience. It has the three functions of our soul. But it's talking about here our thought of the unbelievers, so the illumination will not shine on them, right? So he also says, might not shine on them. And then in verse 6, he says, bad, out of darkness, light shall shine. So there is hope here. There is hope, right? So, now, we have eyes in our heart. I was sharing with my brother the other day that we have four eyes. The physical eyes and the eyes of our heart. You know, because it says here, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of our calling. So we have eyes of our heart, which has part of the conscience and the three functions of the soul. Right? Now, we're talking about, and this message talks about understanding, revelation, illumination, right? Now, it says in 1 John that the Son of God has given us the understanding, right? So the Son of God who lives in us has given us the understanding to be able to see this. And also, I think it's in Peter, it says that, you know, the God has has keep us apart. So he has given us understand. All who understand will set aside. So we are keeping us. We are aside. So we need to want in order to have the revelation. We need actually to be able to. You know what a brother said once in a conference, in a message. He said, "The Word of God, the Bible, is not easy, and it's not difficult." He said that. But there must be a revelation, he said. Now, what he said after that, he said that we need to humble. We need to, Brother Lee said we need to drop our concepts. Mm-hmm. We need to humble, we need to drop our concepts, our opinions, so the Lord can reveal good things to us. You know, once we drop all the things, then the Lord will shine. It will illuminate. You know, and we have the understanding. And we, whatever shines in us will shine out to others. You know? But we need to humble, you know. But don't get discouraged for our families that still not, for our families still not believers. I still have hope. I have some families still not believers because he said, might not. That means it's still going to shine to some of them if they open their spirit. You know, the mind is blinded, but the spirit is open. And that's the good thing about it. You know, so we need to pray for them, so the Lord can shine on them as we preach the gospel of the glory of the blessed God.
Amen.
Last week I explained this training and conference for the elder and the serving one, which is located in the Philippines, Manila. So they have also have a very strong burden for the saints in the Philippines. So they pick up the 9 months message, all the message they use the 1 Timothy. Last week we see that use the verse talk about this. I don't know if you still remember. It's 1 Timothy chapter 4. Not to give hint to the masters and ending the genealogy, which is produce the question rather than God's economy. God's economy. Which is the first burden. So you remember last week we talked about God's economy? And this week, continue. You talk about from the verse to the 9, verse 9. Talk about the gospel of God. I just read one very important that the whole burden is from the 1 Timothy chapter 1, 11. That footnote, that's the today's the main burden for them. The gospel of the glory of the blessed God is an excellent expression. It refers to God's economy, mentioned in verse 4. The gospel with which the gospel Paul was entrusted is the influence of the glory of the blessed God. Amen. By dispensing God's life and the nature in Christ into God's chosen people, this gospel shining from God's glory, in which God is blessed among his people. This is the commission and the mystery that the apostle received the law from verse 12. And the gospel should be economy told to preach in the local church. Yeah. So they put in the first one talk about God's economy, then they put it now talk about the gospel of the glory of God. Put together. Wow. Continue. And still we have six or message. Continue talk of 1 Timothy. Amen. Grateful training. And especially, you know, this most of the saints in the Philippines, they love Darby's writing. The economy, this word in Darby, they translate dispensation. But the recovery version, talk about God's economy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's the brother's burden. Continue. Amen. Talk to the Timothy. Second generation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, right.
I enjoyed actually the same thing that we see in 1 Timothy 1:4 that Paul's charging Timothy not to teach different things, but to give heed to the healthy teaching, which is God's economy. And then we see in verse 11, this is according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was what Paul was entrusted with. So we see that actually the gospel of the glory of God is simply God's economy.
Yes.
And I also appreciated the verse that Scott had pointed out to see that we were that we were vessels of mercy, but we were prepared beforehand unto glory. Mm-hmm. And so we see that glory is simply God's economy, and it's in every step of what God is doing. And so, and there was one line here that I just appreciate. It says, whenever God is expressed, that is glory. When we become part of that expression, we are in glory. And when we are in that expression, we are glorified. So the goal of our organic salvation is to make us the universal corporate expression of the triune God, which is the New Jerusalem, a city of glory. And so we see we are prepared beforehand unto glory, and then we just see step by step. We're just experiencing the riches of God's glory. But I also appreciated that the second set of scriptures for this week was in 2 Corinthians, and we see that the God of this age is blinding us. And so we need to be shined upon. And actually that shining is to illuminate the glory, is that right? In the face of Jesus. What is it? The God of glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Is that right? I'm sorry.
The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen. So he is illuminating in us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so I just appreciated that day by day we need to drop our concepts and we need to turn our hearts so that the veils can be taken away.
Amen.
And actually when that happens, then he can shine upon us. He can illuminate us. And then actually then we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
Amen.
And there was just one more thing after the brother said, you know, sometimes we need to be shined upon every day. This isn't just something that happens when we're first saved. Actually, sometimes we wake up and we're veiled concepts, you know, it's like, and I feel like every morning this week, I'm just like, Lord, I'm just in death right now. I don't know why, but I wake up veiled. You know, and we need to exercise to drop our concepts, turn our hearts to the Lord, and have the veils taken away. And
amen.
I just appreciate it. Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And then we can behold him, and we can reflect him, and he is infusing himself into us. That's the shining. And so, praise the Lord. We have the wonderful gospel of the glory of our blessed
Amen.
God. Continue to shine on us day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I really appreciate this week. You know, it continues on the series, right? It says, living and serving according to God's economy concerning the church. Amen, brothers and sisters, sharing. You know, this glory of God is very much related to God's economy. Right? You know, even when God was creating man, he was creating us according to his image, right? His likeness. So his, you know, the purpose of God's creating man is to express himself, right? You know, more specifically, express his glory. But we all know, right? You know, men fall, and all men have sinned and fall short of glory of God, right? This is according to Romans 3. And today, the Lord is actually doing, you know, the recovery work, right? He's, you know, first, you know, the glory of God, he became a man, right? The Word became a flesh, you know, the whole incarnation, human living, you know, crucifixion, you know, the whole process really speaks about this glorified, right, this you know, the glorious God-man, right? You know, Brother mentioned that he, you know, when he was on the Transfiguration Mountain, right, he showed to his disciples, you know, his glory. But even in his human living, he actually, you know, manifested his glory through his fine humanity, right? So you can see, but all of those that were hidden, right? It's like, you know, brother was using this, Brother Lee likes to use this carnation, right? You know, when it's a seed, you can't really see what it is, right? It's just, but when the carnations fell to the ground and, you know, grow, you know, and blossom, then you see this beautiful flower, right? So this is really our Lord. And today, you know, this is very much related to us, right? The Lord has gone through the process. But, you know, he actually brought the seed into us. So all of us, we actually have this life. This morning I was like so touched with the hymns that we sing, right? Christ is our life. You know,
Amen.
He actually, you know, this actually the seed of glory really entering to us. So today we need to let the seed grow,
amen.
Right? Amen. We need to let the seed to overcome all the darkness, right?
Yeah.
You know, says the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. Right? This is from the 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You know, so we really need to pay attention. How does this God of the age, Satan, actually blind us? He blinds us through our mind.
Amen.
The thoughts, right? You know, today just look around, right? All kinds of thoughts, all kind of, you know, in this world. Just try to indoctrinate us, right? You know, and a lot of times, you know, today the indoctrination with all the technology, right? You know, you don't even need to go outside, right? If you just open a phone and, you know, open some app or YouTube, whatever, right? All kinds of indoctrination, you know, comes into us. So we really need to be careful. We need to be watchful. We need to be, not to be indoctrinated by, you know, the thoughts of the world of the, but we need to really come to the Word, right? We need to be purified. We need to be washed by the Word. You know, sometimes my phone came up, you know, like every week, I think with the iPhone, it gives you, say, how much time you spend on the phone, right? I don't know. So sometimes it pops up, wow, I spend that much time on the phone? And then I started thinking, oh, how much time I actually was like reading the Bible or something, right? Maybe not much, right? Oh Lord, you know, I don't want to be like, you know, be drowned, right? Of all this, the thoughts of the world. You know, so I think this is actually a good feature. Remind us to turn to the Lord, right?
Amen.
We need to be in the Word. We need to be, you know, really, you know, calling on the name, right? Spend time with the Lord so that, you know, we can really, see His glory. We can actually reflect His glory, right? Unveil us, and then actually we allow allow the Lord to shine in us, and then we need to be the mirror also, right? To shine forth Him, to shine forth in the darkness, right?
Amen.
So we're all lights
Amen.
Of the world, right? We're
Amen.
Supposed to be lights, right? So we don't hide ourselves. So we let our light to shine, and together we become the shining lampstand. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me read something related to what you say. So that we no longer little children tossed by might be no longer little children as tossed by waves and carried about every wind of teaching in the sleight of men in craftiness and used to a system of error. But holding to true in love we may grow up in Him in all things who is the head Christ.
Amen.
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 Right.
Praise the Lord. I think sharing for our brothers and sisters about the same. We have the glory of hope, the hope of glory, because it's the gospel of glory.
Amen.
What is glory? I was asking myself. Glory is expression of God,
Amen.
Expressing something that is extravagant, makes people wow when you saw it. It's glory. And then in the past, it's owned by God Himself. In His divinity. He's not sharing with us. Right now, He wants to incorporate us into His glory. And in how to incorporate us into His glory, when He created us, Satan already put the sin into us. It's become the veil to see His glory, to share His glory. And like brothers and sisters mentioned, so God has His economy. To impart His glory into us.
Yes.
He has passed through the human living and crucifixion ascensions. And He is to become the firstborn of God. And He has been glorified at the right hand of the seat of God. And this glory with God right now wants to impart it into us. But there is a hindrance in our everyday life that is our natural mind. We don't want to behold Christ. We don't want to behold, like Moses, beholding Him 40 days.
There is
something is, if we are not with God, we cannot be holding too long. So we need to turn our mind to exercise our will in our everyday life.
to come to the Word of God, to Amen. Beholding Him. When we beholding Him, we will be automatically become shining, reflecting Him. Not because of us, because of God that has been infused into us. Oh, Lord, this is, I think, yeah, it's remind me again, like Brother Mingting said, how many times we beholding something else than God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, to turn our mind to behold more God in our everyday life.
Amen. Amen.
To become practical when people see us, you know, oh, that is Christian. Brother Lee mentioned that when we come to work, we need to declare that we are Christians. When we declare in Christian, this is a real experience, brothers and sisters. When we declare we are Christian in our work life, people will separate us, you know, something not from the worldly thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We will become the light.
Amen.
Amen.
I think on day six it points out two aspects of us experiencing this glory, or you could say two steps. And the first is that the gospel of the glory of Christ shines into us.
Yes.
And then the second is that it shines out from within us.
Amen.
And I actually considered how both of these have to do with the Word.
Right.
Because the very prominent verse in 2 Corinthians 3:18, where it tells us we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, actually is in the context of reading the Word. Because in the verses prior, it says that whenever Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
And
then it tells us we all with unveiled faces. So I think it's really interesting. It's like you start with reading the Word. Like you're just reading the Bible. You're just spending time in the Word. And then all of a sudden, you're beholding the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I think that makes the shining and the glory very concrete and very practical, because it comes from us spending time in the Word. And of course, later in day six, it talks about this direct, personal, and intimate contact with Christ, which is what brings us to experience the shining into us.
Amen.
And then the shining from out from within us also has to do with the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Philippians 2:15-16, it talks about shining as luminaries.
Right.
And then the very next phrase, it says, holding forth the Word of life.
Amen.
So the glory that shined into us now shines out from us through our holding forth the Word of life. And this is offering the Word of life to others. And I really appreciate this. In day six, it says we need to preach the gospel in a very illuminated way.
Amen.
And I think I'm just very burdened for the gospel, because I realize that, you know, for a lot of us, we go to multiple meetings a week, and we're always under this speaking and this shining.
Mm.
But for so many, they've never heard these things before.
Right.
Like things that we hear all the time that we enjoy in our daily life, to, you know, unbelievers, they've never heard these things before.
Mm.
So I think I'm just very burdened, like, you know, as those who have received the shining, now the Lord wants to shine out from within
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
To yes. offer this Word of life to others, and to be able to be faithful to these luminaries who hold forth the Word of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Second Corinthians 4:6 says that because the God who said, out of darkness, light shall shine,
Amen.
Is the one who shines in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I really enjoy this verse this week. The part it says, the one who's out of darkness, light shall shine, I think that was like the Old Testament when God is the old creation, right? With light, it comes with the old creation. But then this very God illuminates the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He illuminates in our heart, and that creates this new creation in us, right, in the New Testament. And so this part of day six, I was just really touched. It says, God's shining in the universe produced the old creation. The shining in our hearts has made us new creation, because this shining brings into us earthen vessels the marvelous treasure of the Christ of glory. And I just feel this paragraph is very, very glorious, that we are just earthen vessels, but we have this treasure in us, this Christ who illuminates in us and makes us luminaries in this world.
Amen.
And so this is really, I love that this gospel is a gospel of glory.
Yeah.
It shines in our inner being and fills us with His joy, His peacefulness, and His glory. Right? And I think in the college retreat, the brother mentioned that the destiny of us Christians is to be filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So this is our destiny, and this is the gospel that we could apply every day. It's a gospel to us, to even us believers. And I also enjoy that it says in the face of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It means that this gospel is a person.
Right.
So when we spend time directly with the Lord, He will be able to shine in us more and more, and so that eventually we could become luminaries who has that light, not from ourselves, but from the Lord, and we can hold forth that word of light to other people.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm very encouraged for All Saints sharing. Our brother Scott, in the beginning, he said he didn't have the utterance, right? But I really enjoy his utterance. And but not only his utterance, I enjoy more the glory shine out from his face.
Amen.
But not only him, actually, all the saints. When everyone standing up, and you and I just speak the utterance, you are actually shining His glory.
Amen.
Actually, in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I was, and actually one verse come up with me, that is in 1 Peter 1:8. We have this joy unspeakable, by the full of glory.
Amen.
We can have this. We can full of glory is because although physically we cannot see Him, but we really believe in Him.
Amen.
And I also very touched by our sister sharing. Day six is also my favorite. And Susan sharing about the burden for the gospel.
Right.
Yeah. How? Well, I was very burdened, but I confessed, you know, my preaching gospel is so ineffective. But I think this week the message really convicted me, you know, whether we spend enough time before the Lord, before His Word, so we can shine, have Him shining in us. So we are able to shine out.
Amen.
We can become the illuminaries. Otherwise, every gospel effort is just out from us. And we are trying to preach something not that gospel of glory of God. Mm. And so, and also very touched, many saints share about this gospel. Subconsciously, every time I think about gospel, I will think there's something more basic, more elementary. But this message really, you know, uplift my view of the gospel. The gospel of this glory is actually His economy.
Amen.
And that vision really need to control our living and our service. Our living is to let Him shine into us daily and our services, let him to shine out of us.
Amen.
So we can, that shining can shine into the unbeliever's heart.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was very touched by this week's message, especially brother speaking. I think one paragraph was on Paul's testimony, how Paul was saved. And I went back to that chapter, and I was really impressed by the whole process. So, you know, Paul, in Acts chapter 9, it specifically talk about how Paul was saved. So, you know, like, he actually persecuted the believers, right? Those who call on the Lord's name. And he went to the high priest and asked for letters so that he can go to Damascus to bound those people and bring them back to Jerusalem. So he was threatening and he was murdering, and those tours were like pretty severe, you know, like to us today. But then on the road, on the way, you know, a light flashed up around him. And I was thinking that originally, I was thinking that, oh, probably it was lightning or, you know, like the weather was not good. But actually, this time, I noticed that actually the light flashed out around him. So he must have the sense. So he fell down, right? And then we all know that he was not able to see. And he did not drink, he did not eat for 3 days. And actually later on, you know, when Barnabas brought him to the disciples, he actually mentioned that, you know, he saw the Lord, he saw God, right? And actually we know that God actually directly preached the gospel to Paul.
Yeah.
And when Paul asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, the Lord said, "I'm Jesus." So, I was very impressed by this process that, you know, the Lord preached the gospel to him and introduced himself to him, actually imparted himself to Paul. So, you know, I believe that, and I think brothers also mentioned about this, during the 3 days, he was actually praying. He was receiving the inward shining of the Lord. And then, later on, you can see that what he did was that he immediately preached the gospel. So, you know, like, I just feel that, you know, like when we have the shining, inward shining, automatically we would want to, you know, flow him out. That is really a glorious picture. And I just feel that we all have this experience. We all have this experience, and that is really an encouragement for us. Praise the Lord. He Amen. Is the glory.
Amen.
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 Anyone want to share?
Amen.
Amen.
The topic of this week, the glory, the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, like Sam just mentioned, is from 1 Timothy 1:11. Like, according to this gospel, the glory of blessed God, with which I was entrusted. And we all were entrusted this gospel of glory. You know, this is just like Scott had brought in the opening. This is very related to God's economy. And especially in the end of this age, God desired his economy to be fulfilled. This gospel of glory can be preached to all the people on the world, in the world. So actually I was touched by, you know, this past Friday we were entering into Daniel, and you know, Daniel was a book talk about all the history and also the future, the destiny of the children of Israel. And you know, by the end of this age, in chapter 12, I was touched by the verse 3 in Daniel 12. It says, "And those who have insight will shine like the shining of the heavenly expanse." You know, this verse actually refers to those overcomers. And those overcomers, you know, instead of doing much, actually they were just there shining, reflecting the light from the Lord and shining forth this glory. to all the people around us. So I was touched by that. This is our destiny. The Lord wants us to become overcomers, the luminaries in the world.
Amen.
So actually this week, when I enter into the material, I was asking myself that, am I this luminaries in the world? Am I shining forth the gospel of glory in my day-to-day life? Especially like brothers mentioned in our working life, am I the luminary in my working life? You know, probably I have already told some of my colleagues I'm a Christian, but if I tell others that they don't know me, I'm a Christian, what would be their response? Will they be like, oh, you are a Christian? Or they will be, oh, that makes sense, I feel you are different. Probably, I hope we'll be later, right?
Yeah.
We are a group of people that's mysterious, that's shining, that is different in the world. So, you know, our normal Christian living should be a living just to shining forth God's glory. This is our job description, to shine forth His glory. And also Philippians 2:15, the college students that covered this past Wednesday, that you may be blameless and guileless, and we are children of God without blemish in the midst of crooked and perverted generation, and among whom you shine as luminaries in the world. So, praise the Lord. He made us to be the luminaries, the reflecting mirror in the world. So in practically, how do we practice to become luminaries? So many saints have brought out, actually, it's very clear, written in the day six, in this week. It says, in order to experience God's shining, we need to have direct, personal, and intimate contact with Christ.
Right.
And this contact will cause God to shine in our heart.
Amen.
And also, in the past weekend, College Retreat mentioned that we are those people to be filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. But in order for us to be filled with joy, then we need to be those one who contact who is joy, and this is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
So in order to be filled with glory, in order for us to be shined by the glory, we need to spend
Amen.
Time with Him. We need to have intimate, personal contact with the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, like Sister Esther bring out that, you know, even when we just wake up in the morning, we are veiled, right? So in order for us to reflect God's glory, the veil needs to be removed. So thank the Lord we have 2 Corinthians 3:16. Whenever our heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And you know, our heart, my brother had brought out, our heart consists several parts. It's mind, emotion, will, and conscience. And you know, in day four, it says that to have an unveiled face is to have an uncovered mind. So it's very important for us to have an uncovered mind. You know, I am an analytical chemist, and you know, I analyze a lot in my day-to-day basis. I believe some of the saints, it's our job, or even we are students, we use our mind a lot, right? We must use our mind to analyze, to think, to prepare our exams. But whenever our mind is occupied by those things, it's covered, right? It's covered, and the veil is there.
Right.
But so when we turn to the Lord, when we want to the veil to be removed, we need to turn our mind. We need to drop all those concepts. We need to leave all the chemicals behind, all the exams, all the worries, everything's behind, even the religion concept, right? Like Susan brought it out that when Moses read the word, actually there's a veil in the beginning. So when we enter into the word, if we have the concept that we already know this, or it's the same thing, whenever we have this concept, the veil is still there.
That's
so we need
right.
to drop all the concept.
Right.
We need to drop everything like can prohibit we receive the shining.
Amen.
So that is to turn our heart. That's it, to turn our mind to the Spirit.
Amen.
And actually, that's the first stage. Like there's since brought out, there are two stages for us to shine forth. This first stage is to receive the shining.
Amen.
From the Lord. And so the second stage is in Philippians 2:16.
Right.
It's holding forth the word of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since sure that, you know, how much time do we spend in the word, right? Mm-hmm. And actually the word is not the word of doctrine. It's the word of life.
Amen.
If we read the word as a doctrine back later, then it's still the veil is still there. Right. But we need to realize that this is a word of life. It's not a doctrine of dead letters, but it's life. Actually, it's a person.
Right.
When we read the word, actually we are contacting the person, which is the Lord himself.
Amen.
So, you know, when we read the word, just like we are enjoying a meal, we just slowly chewing, enjoy the word, and use our prayerful spirit. And sometimes in my past experience, when I read the word, I feel like my eyes open again. And then something like, you know, you read the word, and then, there's a little lightning bolt. It's like this shining here. It's kind of like, and that very moment actually is the Lord shining through his word into our spirit. So, yeah, I was so encouraged that every time I come to the word, I just imagine I really enjoy having a very luxury meals, and then just slowly chewing and just enjoy it. So I think I will end in this way. I just want to share my small testimony. You know, so as you know, we have Wednesday campus meeting like in some during the semester, and usually Mary and I we went together, but there was a time like she was busy at work, so I went to a meeting alone. And when I came home, she told me that you look different. You look like satisfied and joyful. And
Amen.
You know, when I entered into this week, I realized that I was reflecting the glory to my wife. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm very good at like being a room nurse, but I'm just testifying that it is real. Whenever we experience the Lord, whenever we enjoy Him, He blesses us our spirit to receive the glory shine forth into us, then we will be able to be those luminaries that shine forth and hold forth the word to the people around us. And at that very moment, I was preaching the gospel of glory to my wife.
Amen.
And so that's our destiny. We need to meet this group of people that we have these two stages in our daily life. We have the unveiled face, receive the shining from the Lord, and spontaneously we can shine forth this God, the glory, the gospel of glory of the blessed God around us. So, amen. Maybe we can have some prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God's economy.
Amen.
This gospel, the glory of God.
Amen.
Shine into our hearts.
Amen.
By day, we like to spend more time in your word.
Amen.
Oh, to be under your shining.
Amen.
To reflect you to others.
Amen.
Thank you, you are the light.
Amen.
Out of our darkness, light.
Amen.
You shall shine.
Amen.
Oh, shining our heart.
Amen.
Continue working our heart.
Amen.
In our everyday life.
Amen.
Through supply us with all your rich of glory.
Amen.
Glory into us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. We trust you in you to defeat the God of this age.
Amen.
Apart from you, we don't want to worship anything.
Amen.
Oh, we turn our heart to you.
Amen.
We drop all our concepts.
Amen.
We don't want to worship anyone other than you.
Amen.
Oh, keep shining in us this week.
Amen.
Oh, and open the eyes of our heart.
Amen.
Oh, we can drop all our concepts, our pride, and be
Amen.
Humble.
Yes.
Oh, because you are humble.
Amen.
You live in each of us.
Amen.
Oh, we give it this week to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, take care of our young people,
Amen.
Our children.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring old ones from darkness to light.
Amen.
Bring those ones who went astray, Lord.
Amen.
Bring them back to the church life.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you are a pattern.
Amen.
We choose to set our mind on the Spirit.
Amen.
You continue to draw us closer.
Amen.
May we just receive your shining.
Amen.
Lord, may we just shine as luminaries in this dark world.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for shining us.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this week.
Amen.
Lord, that we can be under your shining every day.
Amen.
Lord, really spend time with you.
Amen.
Receive your shining.
Amen.
Remove all the veil.
Amen.
All the concepts, all everything that, the God of the age tried to blind us.
Amen.
Lord, that we can really reflect you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, reflect your glory.
Amen.
Amen. Be the shining luminary.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.